I usually, when people come in and they're like, I don't really believe in this stuff, but someone told me that I need a rose quartz or something like that, I try to explain to them or bring them back to, when they were in science class. I don't know, maybe it was middle school when we were first introduced to the periodic table. Like the periodic table, we are made up of the minerals on the periodic table, the same way that gemstone crystal rocks are made up of the minerals on the periodic table.
Is the show for me and you, the one you love to listen to? And ooh, you got your friends, see it through. Seeks laughter is medicine too.
Hello, my name is Angela Edge, and this is The Edge Show.
I'm Wendy Love Edge, and this is Season 7, Episode 10. The opinions of our guest may not be the opinions of A-Edge Productions. The episode this week is called The Healing Properties of Stones. How are you doing, Angela?
I'm doing great. It went
Awesome.
from good to great.
That's a new answer. Doing great. I love it. Yes. It's been a pretty good week for me. It was kind of busy, but it's been really busy lately.
Yeah, it's good to stay busy.
I guess so. I think I do that. I keep myself really busy, and it feels, productive, and like I have things that I have to tend to. But sometimes it gets to be a little too much. So I have
So
to kind of beware of that.
What stone would you use when it gets to be too much?
What
I'm
stone
testing
would I
you.
use? Right. Well, that's an interesting question. I don't think that I have reached out for stones when things get to be too much. So I
It's
don't know
not
the
your
answer to
go-to.
that. It's not my go-to.
What would you
'Cause,
use? What do you normally use stones for then?
well, for instance, tonight I have on this turquoise necklace, which turquoise really can help with opening the throat chakra and saying what you need to say. So I don't actually choose turquoise to wear very often, even though I have some, because I think I'm pretty good at speaking my mind.
Yeah, I think you should let me borrow that stone.
I think so. I'm going to send it to you.
All right. Or at least one like it, maybe.
Right.
Maybe not so big.
Yeah, it's not really your style, I don't think. I'll have
Yeah.
to find something that you would wear, or you can just have a piece that you put in your pocket. You might like that.
It'd probably end up in the laundry.
That's true. That's very true.
Along
Because
with
I'm not
everything
there
else.
to empty your pockets.
Right. I'm usually good about it, but I found a loose key jingling around in the washer the other morning.
Uh-oh, I bet it was the key to the outbuilding.
Who knows?
Goodness. So, do you have a favorite stone?
One of my favorite stones is onyx, and I just think it looks pretty. Black onyx.
I didn't even know that. It's so crazy that I didn't know that. With how long I've known you and being married to you, I did not know that onyx was a favorite.
I think that it's a good thing that we still learn things about each other.
That's true.
I
That's
mean, it'd be
true.
boring otherwise, right? Well,
That is
no, it
very true.
wouldn't.
Well, and I think, you bring up a good point when you say you just like it because it looks pretty. I think that we are drawn to certain stones for reasons we may not know. Maybe we feel their energy or it just looks pretty.
Well, if you believe in that stuff, but yeah, I did look it up, and it said that it's supposed to be good for heart and for it's some people, some sites said it was good for luck,
Oh.
and also another place said that it's good to help keep away fears.
Oh, well, it
So,
sounds like a perfect stone for you.
yeah, I think so. And then there was another article that said it's good for bones and teeth, so and eyes.
Oh, all right. Well,
It
you can't go
sounds
wrong with
like,
that.
yeah, I could choose any of those and do okay. Right.
Right. Well, and later in the interview with Tracy Jones, we were talking about healing properties, but she was sure to say in the beginning that we can't make any claims about these stones, just like any natural healing. But I know myself, before I was even really into what some people might call woo-woo, like tarot cards and pendulums and that kind of stuff, I still felt drawn to certain stones. And I really think, it's energetic, and we just don't know what it can be doing for us,
Or
unless we
it
look
could
it
be the
up.
placebo effect. But
It
hey, if
could
it
be.
works, it works.
That's right. That's right. Well, and my favorite stone is rose quartz, and I am, no matter how many pieces I have, whether it's jewelry or the stones themselves or whatever, I still reach for it. I still want more. And it's kind of like a stone of universal love, healing the heart chakra. So it is really perfect for me.
And I just thought you liked it because it was pink.
Well, then there's that. Yeah. I mean, the pink definitely is a plus.
It's your
Yeah,
favorite
I
color,
just
right?
love it. Yes, right.
Right. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, for sure. And I do like other pink stones too, like rhodochrosite is kind of a more of a mauvey pink, and it has black lines in it.
That
And
sounds pretty. I'll
yeah, it
have to
is
look that one
really,
up.
really pretty. And then I guess I have a third one also. Not that you asked me, but
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
what's the third one?
The third one is Labradorite, and
Yeah, it sounds like a Labrador. Is it
it
tan?
does. It is not tan.
No.
It's kind of like a greeny blue color. It has flash in it, so when you move it, you'll see flashes of blue and green. It's just absolutely beautiful, and I've always been drawn to that as well. I think rose quartz and Labradorite are my two top two. But I do like rhodochrosite and other stones too. I think that for me, I really feel energies. I feel it from the stones, and it just pulls me to the stone. If I
We
go
have
into a
the,
shop with
yeah.
stones, like I'm like a kid in a candy shop.
We have the same birthstone.
We do. We do. Do you
Is
like
it pronounced peridot?
peridot, right? Do you
Yeah.
like it?
No. But I did get a class ring that had my birthstone in it, even though I don't even really like it.
You don't really
And
like
I
it, yeah.
ended up losing the ring, so.
Well, you probably didn't feel very attached to it, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you even know what it's good for?
I don't know what peridot is good for,
We're gonna
and
have to look that up too.
we should look it up. It's my birthstone too. I don't dislike it, but I'm not really drawn to it.
No, not at all.
Even though, the heart chakra, when you think of heart chakra and the heart, it's like pink and green. So, but this peridot is kind of a paler green usually. And so I'm just not really drawn to that.
No. But we'll look it up, and when we come back, we'll let the audience know.
I think we should.
Yeah, that's a good
And
idea.
coming up next, my conversation with Tracy Jones. Joining me now is the owner of Taproot Treasures. Taproot Treasures is a metaphysical shop that also features a large variety of crystals and stones. Welcome to the Edge Show, Tracy Jones.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yes, so good to see you here on the Edge Show.
I'm excited. It's been a
Yes,
while.
it has
Been a
been a
minute.
while, my gosh. So today we're talking about the healing properties of crystals and stones. And Angela and I were sharing some of our stories earlier, but I know that you have delved into crystals and stones a long, long time ago, and now, of course, you have the shop. So I want to read a quote that you sent me. You said, "The world of gems is as wide as it is deep, and the learning is never ending. So there is no rush in developing knowledge and a working relationship with the many gems, stones, and rocks that we have at our fingertips. I love the way you put that, because the words working relationship really grabbed me. So to start off, really simple question. Are stones, crystals, and rocks healing? And can you develop a relationship with them?
Well, you know very well from the world of healing that we're not able to say that.
Right.
mm-hmm. We're not, yeah. So I would say that crystals, rocks, gems, stones, they work metaphysically, they work physically with vibration and frequency, because everything is vibrating, everything is frequency. You know, those are buzzwords now. Mm-hmm. But every single cell in our body vibrates at a certain frequency. Right. Each organ cells vibrate a little different, and the whole body vibrates collectively at a certain frequency. Mm-hmm. Things in society, things that we eat, things that we feel sometimes create disharmony in ourselves. Mm-hmm. So crystals have their own vibration. They vibrate, different crystals vibrate at a different frequency. So when you work with them for raising your vibration, trying to bring the body back into balance, mm-hmm. that is how we heal.
Well, you bring up a good point. So I know you're using the quotations, you know, for, yeah. for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. And the hard thing is to have real solid proof or do some kind of a scientific study is very difficult mm-hmm. when you're mm-hmm. dealing with energy and vibration.
Right.
But, you know, lots of us have stories to tell about how interacting with these stones, rocks, crystals, whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. have changed us, right?
Right.
So I don't know what it would take exactly to have to be able to just speak freely about it and say what we feel.
I usually, when people come in and they're like, I don't really believe in this stuff, but someone told me that I need a rose quartz or something like that, I try to explain to them or bring them back to, you know, when they were in science class. I don't know, maybe it was middle school when we were mm-hmm. first introduced to the periodic table.
Right.
Like the periodic table, we are made up of the minerals on the periodic table, mm-hmm. the same way that gemstone, crystal, rocks are made up of the minerals on the periodic table. And for people that they, yeah, that doesn't speak to them, there's also, you could look at it as when building a working relationship with a crystal, when you work with a crystal, and I always tell people, you know, everybody wants to jump into, you know, the meteorites, the moldavites, and all mm-hmm. the tektites, and those are cool to have, yeah. And if you're at a specific point in your journey, then you can really work with those crystals. But if you're a beginner, I usually tell people, pick one crystal. Usually I recommend one from the quartz family, which is like clear quartz, rose quartz, amethyst, citrine, amethyst and rose quartz being like the most popular.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
To literally look up the properties of the stone. If you don't want to get scientific and look at the different minerals, and that's fine, because that's just jargon to a bunch of us. Mm-hmm. But if that's your thing, then you're ahead of a lot of us. but to pick one crystal and learn, they usually, you can find metaphysical properties are spiritual, mm-hmm. emotional, physical. Mm-hmm. Like really learn what that crystal does, and sit with the crystal. If you meditate, use the crystal to meditate. If you don't, pick even just two words from the properties that mm-hmm. speak to what you want or need to work on. And every time you see the crystal, every time you touch that crystal, think of that word. Think mm-hmm. of those words. If they invoke feeling of uplifting, of feeling better, like really hold on to that, because that is like the basic way to start working with a crystal.
Well, that's great advice for people to start with. Mm-hmm. Do you think people are drawn to the stones that they need?
I definitely do. When people come into the shop, they're like, I don't know what I need. And they're like, can you tell me? Usually if they have time, I'm like, well, why don't you just don't read even the names of the crystals, the cards that are attached, just kind of go through and see what pulls you, and then look and see what that, you know, the properties of that stone or crystal are. Mm-hmm. And you might be like, oh, that's why it caught my attention.
Oh, okay.
And find the crystal that you need. There are some people that are like, I just want you to tell me what, you know, what's a good stone for protection, or, you know, and then I can point them that way. But it's nice to see people be like, oh, no wonder.
Right.
And really. Yeah.
Have you ever laid crystals on your body for healing purposes, or if you have an ailment?
I have. So I'm also a massage therapist, and I do a lot of energy work. I have a meditation practice like most of us, you know. I do it and then I don't, and I do it and then I don't.
Right.
So I've worked with crystals on myself. And when I was doing session, I actually worked with crystals with clients. And I've had the validation of, wow, I really felt that session. I felt better. And also with doing pendulum work with crystals, with clients, when I was doing sessions, I would place crystals, work with the pendulum and work with the pendulum and be able to show the client, okay, this is like, you know, we work with the chakra system, which was getting into more detail.
Sure.
But show them like what's happening with the pendulum, how it swings, how it doesn't swing, go through the whole session and then work with the pendulums again and see the difference of the
very
vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's very interesting. And I've worked with them myself, and I'm around them all the time. So that helps a lot.
Great. And you're a sensitive person, so I would imagine being around them all the time, you're feeling that vibration, and hopefully it's uplifting. I'm sure it is.
I actually think it's some days it's the reason why I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter what's happening outside. This is good. So far, anyone that has a crystal shop, it's a blessing. And also anyone that's doing any kind of crystal selling online, like there's now a lot of independent sellers that they don't have a shop, but they sell online. They just being around them, it changes your life. And not only monetarily, like there are a lot of people that they're into crystals because now it's mainstream. But I've met some of those people, and and there's also jump into something else. There's also crystal collectors that they don't work with crystals metaphysically. They just want to collect the crystals.
Well, I was going to say something about that because so some of what we talk about, some people might say, oh, that's really woo-woo. I can't really subscribe to that. However, I love holding them. I love the way they look. I feel like the stones and crystals are really for everyone, and some people might not use them for healing purposes or metaphysical reasons or feel some sort of affinity or vibration, but they're like, I just really think they're nice, so I'm gonna hold on to them.
Right.
And then passively they're gonna get the benefit anyway, right?
That's right. Yeah, people ask sometimes, well, if I just have it sitting there, is it gonna help me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes it is. And it's going, because you, even if someone gave it to you and they told you, oh, this is for self-love, this is for compassion, this is for whatever, and you're like, okay, yeah, thanks for the rock. But then you take it home, you know, because someone that cares about you gave it to you and you put it there. Every time you see that rock, it's there. You're going to have some kind of connection to it. Because one, the person that gave it to you, and there was a feeling, even if you were like, yeah, thanks for the rock, but this person gave me a gift. I love this person. They love me. Like, the vibration is the key.
Well, we could probably talk all day, but we have to wrap it up. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more or if they want to order some crystals? What's the best way?
So right now, the best way is probably through social media. You can look up Taproot Treasures on Instagram and Facebook. We do have a website that's not up and running yet, but we're building it. So if you want to put a place marker so you know when we go live, you can go to taproottreasures.com and you can put your email in. And then when we are live, you'll find out and be able to shop with us no matter where you are.
Nice. I love it. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Dr. Brian Nickel, your cannabis expert for CannabisExpertMD.com with a cannabis pairing for the Edge Show. This week, we decided to do a cannabis pairing with an activity. How about going to the beach? Now, there's lots of things to do at the beach that people enjoy. A lot of people just like laying in the sun, maybe reading a good book. Swimming, of course. Everybody likes to splash in the water, especially the kids. Some of the more adventurous of us do participate in surfing if you live by the ocean. People do enjoy having picnics at the beach with their friends and family. The very wealthy and sophisticated of us may even participate in an evening clam bake. At any rate, chilling with friends and family is how you're going to spend most of your time doing this activity. It seems like cannabis might go really well with such fun. However, you know, it's not always legal, socially appropriate, appreciated by people around you just to use cannabis in public. Even if you can, like it looks like you might be able to do in places like California, do you really want to have all of your cannabis spread right out for everybody to see? Well, we can always look for a more discreet way of doing things, and of course I'm speaking of vape cartridges. Vape cartridges, of course, leave very, very little scent, none of the telltale smoke that's normally seen with smoking cannabis. Really perfect for stealth use, and it's going to go really well with your day at the beach. For this, I was looking for a kind of island chill kind of effect that you can enjoy after you're done surfing, after you're done swimming, when you're ready to relax with friends and family, or maybe if you're just spending a little time watching the ocean by yourself. For this, I selected Natural State Medicinals Confused Kush High Terp Distillate Cartridge. Now, Confused Kush is, of course, quite potent on the analysis. It's 87% THC. These are concentrates. We expected to be quite high like that. You're going to find most of the cartridges that contain significant terpenes will measure less than 90% total THC. How much CBD there, Mr. Producer?
Trace.
Yes, sir, there is trace. It is at 0.14% against 87%. That's quite trace to me. Looking at the terpenes, as we always do, it shows in right about 2.32%. Right in line is what you would think flower would have in there. It is terpenylene dominant at 1.13%. Beta-caryophyllene is up next at 0.35%. Limonene's right about there, too, at 0.3%. Myrcene is showing at 0.25%. Pinene is at 0.16%, and there's a showing of humulene at 0.14%. Now, the myrcene, of course, is going to speed the effects of the very potent THC side of things, so you're going to notice cerebral euphoric effects quite quickly. The terpenylene will give a very, very relaxing chill base to everything. Should be a nice, relaxing thing to enjoy for a day at the beach. Beta-caryophyllene, that is going to take care of any anxiety, any depression symptoms you may have for putting your phone away for the day. Limonene will give a bit of a mood lift, help with any anxiety symptoms you're experiencing. And the limonene will combine with the significant pinene to give a little bit of a sativa-like effect to this. This will be quite hybrid in the effects. Might help give you a little bit of energy and focus. The humulene at 0.14%, it might keep you out of that picnic basket a little bit as it drives the munchies from the high THC away. Now, Confused Kush should be just the perfect strain to enjoy for a nice day at the beach in cartridge form so you can be discreet. Should be just the thing for the whole day. Great thing to enjoy in the evening, right about sunset with your friends and family. And if you're lucky enough, you may even get to check out the green flash. For more information on all things medical cannabis, be sure to check us out at CannabisExpertMD.com. We're also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Relevant under CannabisExpertMD.
And we're back. We love it when you watch or listen on any of the stations or platforms that The Ed Show is on. But if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe, like, and comment. Thank you. Well, that was pretty cool, pairing the vape with the beach. There's lots of stones on the beach, like smooth stones. I love the way the waves smooth them out.
Yeah, and all the sand, which eventually gets compressed into glass, right?
Yeah, that's true. So, but there's a special feeling to those stones on the beach. I don't know. It's been a while, I think, since you've been to the beach.
Yeah, the beaches I went to were mostly just all sand.
Oh, okay.
So you maybe you're thinking like northeastern, like Maine, with a lot of rocks and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So next time you're up this way, we'll have to check it out for sure.
Yeah.
So you were telling me that there's going to be some kind of a spaceship moon landing. What's going on, Angela?
Well, by the time this show comes out, we're recording on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, they're sending a rocket to the moon.
Oh, on 8/29/22, they're going to the moon. I remember when they first went to the moon. Well, I guess I was too little to really remember, but just hearing about it and how exciting that was. So why are they going back to the moon? Do we know?
Well, it's a new rocket and it's never been in space before. And the plan is to see if it can stand up to the re-entry back to Earth so that we could send people back to the moon. And like they want to actually stay there for longer and build
a
little livable habitat on the moon.
Now that we've worn out this planet.
Well, it's in preparation for Mars supposedly, but yeah, that'll be tomorrow, and this show will come out on Wednesday.
Right.
And so who knows? We don't know right now, but by Wednesday when it comes out, we'll know if they if it worked.
Right, for sure. So yeah. 8/29 is the launch, and this show comes out 8/31. So there you go. Everyone will know. Well, on the break, we looked up peridot, and it does have to do with the heart chakra, and they say it's like the most beautiful stone, the bell of the ball. I find them to be kind of pale, but it also says that it comes in a very deep green color. So I'd love to see some peridot that's a deeper green. I might like that better.
Yeah, maybe. That's good to know, though. I think maybe you have enough light and love without having to go to peridot.
Oh, how sweet.
I think maybe distance is good for our relationship.
Probably. It's very
good. We've been a little more mushy lately, remember?
It's good for the soul, good for the heart. And
last week we were mushy like potatoes, but I didn't clarify mashed potatoes.
So what are we mushy like this week?
Clay.
We're mushy like clay. Yeah. All right, I'll take it. Because
you can build great things with clay.
I think that's true. I like it.
It has to be hardened, right, to survive.
Oh goodness, now we're getting really deep. Away from the mushiness.
Wendy's like, it's too much. Stop the metaphors. Stop the metaphors. And
I love it. Well, whatever stones you're drawn to, bring them into your life, see what it brings you, and I hope everyone has a great week.
Yeah. Bye. And I hope the shuttle survives.
I hope so.
We'll see. Bye-bye.
The Ed Show is sponsored in part by The Relevant App, 131 Inclusion Gallery, Irie Bliss Wellness, Lindsay Camp with Synergy One Lending,